Legal Curve Hockey Show is live from the Hockey Manitoba 100th Anniversary Gala at Canad Inns Polo Park, and it's starting to get busy in here. Dave Manuk, Richard Pollock, Ezra Ginsburg, Jesse Pelche, Reggie Leach is going to join us. The Riverton Rifle, legendary Philadelphia Flyers forward, is going to join us in a couple of minutes as he's just chatting with him over there. And, you know, you look at Reggie Leach's career numbers, and you always kind of do this when you have on a legendary hockey player. We had Denny Potvin on, Dave, last week, and going over Denny Potvin had a point a game in the for his whole career, which was really incredible. And it was incredible to see that. And you look at Reggie Leach's figures. He scored 61 goals one year, 1975-76, and then 24 points in 16 games. Reggie Leach joins us now on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Reggie, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. It's a great event today in the 100th Anniversary Gala, and starting to get busy. And what are your thoughts on a night like tonight?
I think anything that, you know, goes 100 years, you know, you got to get a lot of credit. You know, it's I think especially with Hockey Manitoba, it's you know, all the guys that played hockey in Manitoba, that's where we came from. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have been so successful.
And we were talking just before you hopped on about your Philadelphia Flyers, some of the numbers you put up. Flynn Flon Bomber numbers. You put up 131 points in 59 games in 1967-68.
Well, that was a year of no goaltenders.
Literally nobody in net.
Right, nobody in net. He just took a few shots. That was it. So,
you talk about those years, though, in Flynn Flon, as he's, of course, dad is from Flynn Flon, and
yes,
kind of been chatting about that. But you talk about those years?
You know what? But, you know, when you grow up, you know, most of the time, kids today, myself even, we go to different towns as young kids, 15, 16-year-olds, and our goal is to make it a National Hockey League. And I happened to, you know, luck out and go to Flynn Flon. And one of the reasons I went to Flynn Flon that year was that because they were the worst team.
Okay.
They only won 5 games all year, so I figured I'd have a good chance of making it.
Yeah.
So I went there, and that's where everything happened. You know, when I went to Flynn Flon, I was actually a defenseman.
Really?
And then Pat Janelle was a new coach at that time, and everything was all new at that time, and he put me up forward, and it happened to have a little guy there named Bobby Clark there. So
did you hesitate at first when he tried to move you to forward when you were comfortable defense?
I don't recall, but I think that it was probably because I was more like a rushing defenseman, so yeah, might as well be up there.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Reggie, Richie mentioned, you know, your goal scoring prowess, and you actually were the first person to win the Conn Smythe Trophy on a team that didn't win the Stanley Cup the year after the Flyers won their second Stanley Cup, scored 19 goals. Yeah. When you look at today's playoffs and the lack of goal scoring, do you kind of wish there was more goals? And I guess it's the second part of that question. Who to you excites you right now as one of the best goal scorers in the NHL?
Well, you know, Stankos is really good. You know, I like him the way he comes off the wing and shoots the puck. You know, today's hockey is so much different than ours. It's hockey today is all set up for the one-timers. And you know, it was like when we played, we shot the puck anyway. It didn't matter where we were at. And you know, the kids today, they get 5, 6, 7 shots a game. That's lots. You know, we used to get that. Sometimes you got that in one period. But, you know, it's changed. Today's hockey, I actually like it now. These players are so skilled and so powerful. And you know, like I always say that everybody changes. Every 5 or 6 years, hockey changes. And you know, they always want to compare the 70s and 80s, 90s. You can't compare them because it's different eras, different people. So hockey was back, you know, different in the 50s, 60s, 70s. And it just keeps on going. Today's hockey, you know, with the Jets, it's just amazing how good these guys are and where they can handle the puck. And everybody complains about, oh, there's hardly any hitting. There's a lot of hitting. You just got to, you know, there's more rules. I don't think we had any rules when we played, but there's a lot more rules.
Now, Reggie, what was the transition like for you from going from rural Manitoba to a city like Boston where you played your first NHL team?
You know, I think it's hard on everybody, you know, because I think the kids today are taught in junior hockey. When they move on, they're advised by a lot of good advisors along the way. You know, most of us kids are farm kids or come out of small little communities. And for me, to go from Riverton to Flynn Flon was a big major step for me. You know, all of a sudden I'm living in a town that's 15,000 people. And, you know, that's a huge place for us. And going to Boston, you know, it was an experience for me. You know, it was fun, you know, you learn a lot of stuff along the way. But, and it's, you know, when you play in a big city, and I think the first couple of years, you're so excited about being there, and you don't really concentrate on hockey. You're always watching what everybody else is doing, and here I am, I'm a 20-year-old kid, and I'm in the same dressing room as Bobby Orr, and I'm watching you guys dress, and I, you know, when I went to Boston, I know for a fact that I did not think I would fit in, because I didn't think, you know, you always dreamt about being there, and these guys are just won the Stanley Cup, and I said, what am I doing in here with these guys? There's no way I can play with these guys. But, you know, after a while, after the first 3 or 4 months I was there, I said, these guys are no better than I am. So that's when it started to kick in. You have your doubts at first.
It's really interesting stuff. We're joined by Reggie Leach. We're live at the Hockey Manitoba 100th Anniversary Gala at Canadiens Polo Park, getting busy in here, and we're, you know, it's having a real interesting conversation. Reggie, you mentioned Bobby Orr. I wanted to ask you about Fred Shiro in a second, but you mentioned Bobby Orr. How good was Bobby Orr? Like, in person, you know, we're too young to have seen him play, but can you talk to our, you know, tell our listeners just how good he was?
You know what? The first year I turned pro, I think that was the best year that Orr had. I think he had 138 points or 160 points that year. And I had the best seat in the house because I never played with Boston. I sat on the bench, opened the door. So I had, you know, ice view all the time. And he was just amazing, what he could do with the puck. And that whole Esposito and those guys at that time, they were just amazing what kind of hockey they played. And, you know, today I still think that Orr is the best defenseman ever put on a pair of skates. You got to think that, you know, he turned pro in 66, he retired in 76, and he only had about 6 healthy years. He got hurt in 72, and, you know, the numbers that he put in that short period of time is just amazing. You know, and if you looked at him and watched him, the things he did, it just came natural. It was, you know, half the time his skates were only tied half tight. They were loose, and they all wobble around. Away he goes. But he was the type of, you know, I recall him in the dressing room 3 or 4 hours before game time and just fooling around, getting himself ready and psyched up. And, you know, it's just amazing. You know, like I always say that I'm the luckiest person in the world. I got to play against all of my heroes. Gordie Howe was my hero growing up. And, you know, playing in Flin Flon was a real experience. I spent 4 years there. I always tell everybody when I was in Flin Flon, I come there as a kid and left there as a young man. So it's been great.
It's great so far. And, you know, we're at the Hockey Manitoba Gala, Reggie, and Fred Shiro, coach of your Philadelphia Flyers, from Winnipeg. So, you know, the ties to Manitoba. And we had a fellow on from New Jersey earlier talk about Ray Shiro getting hired as the general manager. Can you talk about Fred Shiro's role and what he was like as a coach? And we hear so much about the role he had with all the Philadelphia Flyers and their lives, more so even than their careers.
Well, Freddie was a laid-back. He only came on ice maybe 20 minutes a day, 25 minutes of practice. But he always said, guys, when we're out here for a short time, give me all you have for 20 minutes. Listen to it for once, right? And I can recall him. We would do the same drill day in, day out for the first 20 minutes of each practice, and we never used it in the game. Never.
Really?
And everybody said, oh, boy, he's really losing it now. But what happened was that he was actually getting us ready for the new system come playoff time. Oh. So end of February, he said, okay, boys, let's switch over. And he was so far advanced with the hockey skills. And, you know, I always laugh about he used to put little notes in my locker room to motivate me because I wasn't the greatest motivator around. And I would always say, Freddie, what's this note mean? Could you explain it to me? So all these little things that come in. But as a person, as you know, he studied the Russian system. He went down there and that. And, you know, Freddie was a very nice guy. He was laid back, and, you know, his assistant did most of the work and, like, practicing and stuff. But overall, he was very, 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 he watched the tapes. He knew what the other teams were doing all the time. And it was up to us to just sort of listen to him and go in his direction.
Now, Reggie, we mentioned that you played your junior hockey in Flin Flon with Bobby Clark.
Yeah.
How special was it to play junior with Bobby Clark and then transition into the NHL later on with Bobby Clark? And what made those teams, especially the Stanley Cup winning team, so special?
You know, if you look at our roster, when I went to the Flyers the first year, you know, I struggled because, you know, I played in California. It was like having a holiday for 8 months. and you know, I went there, and all of a sudden, now I got to learn a system. Now I got to get in shape. And you know, I put Clarkie in a bad spot there because of he said I scored 45 goals in a bad year, and I had 4 goals at Christmas time. And, you know, it was one of those things that were, you know, I think that what happened is that I wasn't used to back-checking, and I concentrated too much on that end of the game. And finally, Clarkie and Billy Barber come to me one time and said, don't even worry about the back check. We'll do that for you. You go ahead and start scoring goals. And that's where everything turned around for me. You know, now I could skate where I wanted to and get into the place. And for me, with Clarkie, is that I played with him in junior, and he knew that I could get into open spots anytime I wanted. And, you know, I was fast enough, I could shoot the puck. And that's what we did. So it worked for with Bill Barber, myself, and Clarkie. It was a perfect combination.
Reggie, every kid from Manitoba, Canada, has dreamt of lifting the Stanley Cup. What did it mean to you when you got your opportunity to finally grab the cup after you guys won?
You know, the thing is that, you know, I remember winning a cup in Buffalo, and you know, you get that great feeling and everything else, and you know, but you really don't appreciate anything till after you're out of hockey, because hockey, you know, I played pro 13 years, and you go through your all ups and downs, and you know, you win certain things, but once you're out of hockey and you reflect back of what happened, you know, like you're talking about a while ago, how special were these teams I played on? You know, I played on teams that we won 35 games without a loss. We won a Stanley Cup, went to the finals 3 times. You know, so now you reflect back of, you know, all these things that did, even at the record we went that 1 year at 35 without a loss for 35 games. And, you know, I remember times that we were down 3 or 4 goals with 2 minutes to go, and we knew we were going to tie it up or win it. And it was just those things that you get so much confidence and everything. And even the year that we did the 35 games, you look at their roster, you would never say, who are these guys? And most of the guys were all guys that were guys from Maine Mariners, played with Pat Quinn the year before, and Quinn bought them all up. And Quinner was a great coach, and I think that's one of the reasons why we did so well that year.
So, interesting, you look at this roster, Reggie, the Philadelphia Flyers roster, and you watch a documentary that they had on the Broad Street Bullies, I think it was 2 years ago, but how most of the players are still tied to each other or tied to the organization. What made those rooms so close? And maybe it's you know, you're going to think back to appreciating it more after the fact, but it seemed like those teams were more cohesive than most teams you see, especially even today.
Well, I think back then is that, you know, we did everything together. It didn't matter off ice or on ice. But there, we included the families also. It wasn't just the player. In Philadelphia, it was always, if there was a team party, it included the wives and children and everything else. So everybody worked together as one thing. I think that's a big difference today. I think today's hockey players are mostly, for business-wise, it's a business thing. I would probably do the same thing with money that they're making. You know, but, you know, they still earn it. I'm happy that they make it because of all the years that we were, I call, underpaid. And it's about time the owners start dishing it out.
You know, Reggie, we've talked a lot about your career, which is an awesome career. I think you should be in the Hall of Fame. When you talk about the 100th anniversary of Hockey Manitoba and, you know, all of the other ex-players and, you know, officials and everything like that, what are you most looking forward to for tonight?
I think it's just a matter of, I haven't seen a lot of these players around for years. I just walked in here before you guys grabbed me. And Abby McDonald, I haven't seen him for years. And it's going to be, for me, a pleasure to meet these guys again, because Abby was actually one of my heroes when he was already playing pro. And I met him as a junior player. And, you know, there's different other players that I knew that played at that time. And, you know, it's going to be a special evening all around for everybody, I think. You know, I know that when they put on something like this, a very, very, very special occasion for everybody. And I hope that everybody just has a good time and just go with the flow, and that's it.
We'll let you enjoy it, Reggie. We appreciate you coming here and taking some time to talk to us, and hope you have a great time, and we appreciate it very much.
Good. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
That's Reggie Leach, Riverton Rifle, legendary Philadelphia Flyers and NHL player. It's just a thrill to have him on. If you grew up in a home, and like all of us did, Winnipeg guys, you know, your dad, my dad, I was talking about Reggie Leach and how great of a shot he had and how great of a player. So a real thrill to have him on.
We didn't even get into Reggie was on the 1976 Canada Cup team.
I want to get into that. Was he in the game when the Russians left the ice? I was going to, you know, I didn't want to keep him any longer.
I mean, again, Reggie Leach is the first player to win the Conn Smythe Trophy on a team that didn't win the Stanley Cup. You know, Ron Hextall did it J.S. Jaguar did it. He was the first. I mean, that year, 19 goals. Have the Montreal Canadiens even scored 19 goals in this year's playoffs?
Yes. That's unbelievable. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Montreal Canadiens, Tampa Bay Lightning. We haven't even talked about that series yet. Show's gone by quick. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show at the Can-Add-Ins Polo Park for Hockey Manitoba 100th Anniversary Gala on TSN 1290.